This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A simple and inexpensive paper strip test could help diagnose a case of the flu and even identify the influenza strain that caused it, a new study has found. The test can distinguish between influenza A and B, the two main types of seasonal flu, as well as identifying more virulent strains like H1N1 and H3N2. Researchers say the goal is to create a fast, accurate, and cheap test that can improve outbreak response and infection care around the world. Senior researcher Cameron Mirvold, an assistant professor at Princeton University in New Jersey, said, "Ultimately, we hope these tests will be as simple as rapid antigen tests used to test for COVID." The paper strip test uses genetically engineered enzymes to identify specific sequences of viral RNA in samples. The technology was first used to test for the COVID coronavirus and later to distinguish between the Delta and Omicron COVID variants. In 2022, the team began adapting the test to detect the influenza virus with the aim of creating a screening tool that could be used in the field or in clinics rather than hospitals or high-tech diagnostic labs. Co-lead researcher Ben Zhang, a medical student at Harvard Medical School, said, "Using a paper strip readout instead of expensive fluorescence machinery is a big advancement, not only in terms of clinical care, but also for epidemiological surveillance purposes. The test can be conducted at room temperature in about 90 minutes, but researchers hope to have it eventually produce results in as little as 15 minutes. The researchers now are working to adapt the test so it can track avian and swine flu strains that are threatening to cross over into humans. In East Helena, near Montana's capital city, contamination from a century of smelting by ASARCO polluted groundwater, surface soils, and people, with increased rates of illness and cancer. The lead smelter that operated from 1888 until 2001 polluted thousands of acres of land and the area surface and groundwater. The Superfund area includes the smelter site, the entire city of East Helena, and surrounding residential subdivisions and agricultural lands. More than 100 years of lead and zinc smelting deposited lead and arsenic in soil and selenium and arsenic in the groundwater in the Helena Valley. With federal government intervention by declaring the site a Superfund site, the site has been treated, some soils removed, and the huge slag pile slowly remediated so that contaminant concentrations in groundwater have dropped. The contamination plume is shrinking, stormwater is shed clean off an 80-acre evapotranspirative cover, and Prickly Pear Creek flows through a reconstructed natural channel around hundreds of acres of new wetlands and floodplain. The EPA has approved the final corrective measure, grading and capping the 14 million ton slag pile to remove the last major source of groundwater contamination after the top lift of the pile is shipped to South Korea for recycling. Now, East Helena, the Lewis and Clark County Public Health Department, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality are providing resources for residents for moving and disposing contaminated topsoil in East Helena and the surrounding area. With some of the area contaminated farmland currently being redeveloped, the contaminated soils are being disturbed. Because East Helena lies within a Superfund site, regulations exist to prevent soil containing lead and arsenic contamination from being moved or dispersed to protect residents and workers from the harmful health effects of the contaminants. Property owners, renters, and landscape professionals doing yard work or landscaping that involves removing or relocating just one or more cubic feet of topsoil with lead contamination are required to get a permit from the County Public Health's Lead Education and Assistance Program, or LEAP. Resources like free permits, training, and lead exposure mitigation techniques are available to East Helena residents. The permitting program is free and helps to educate and ensure the safety of residents and workers by keeping contaminated soil from moving to unaffected areas and ensures that soils removed from affected yards are relocated in a defined area called a repository, located on the west side of Smelter Road in East Helena. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.